I want to tell you something. My friend, until you're healed emotionally, you're not healed. Until the Holy Spirit heals you from within, and your emotions become whole and complete because you've surrendered them all to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's what He does. He just makes body, soul, and spirit function so beautifully. Everything works together. If that's true, my needs are going to get met. And I don't have to be draining out of someone else and leaning on someone else emotionally, always looking and trying to drain and get. You've seen people that always like this. Always have their hand out. Now listen, some people don't have their hands out, but they have their heart out. Their emotions are always out here on the edge, looking for somebody to please fill up something. Part of what they're trying to get filled, nobody in the world can fill. Because only God can bring me genuine satisfaction and contentment. You know what we do to each other? We project on other people an awesome sense of requirement that they can never fulfill. Nobody else can meet all your needs. You know why? Jesus made you to be complete and to be made whole only in Him. Now, as long as I'm rebellious and I insist on having it my way, then here's what happens. If I have it my way, then I am in the flesh, in the spirit of rebellion. I'm going to do it my way. Do you know what that does? That's like throwing rocks and sand in this beautiful, harmonious relationship, and all of a sudden, it doesn't work anymore. And then we wonder, well, God, why aren't things working out in my life? I'll tell you why. Because you've still got your hand on something over here that you're not willing to let go. Once you let it go, then what happens? He makes everything work harmoniously. You know why? Because He's in control. As long as you're playing God, it's not going to work. I'm telling you, it's not going to work. It can't work. Because we're not whole on the inside until we've laid it all down and Jesus Christ heals us. Heals us of natural emotions with which we were born, with which we grew up, with which we adopted and developed. And He must heal us of that. And that healing only comes when I'm willing to lay down my own self-will and let Him take charge of my life. Then the healing process comes. That's why people are miserable in their marriages, their relationships, on their job. Unwilling to be broken. Gonna have it my way. I don't deserve that. I deserve better than that. Since when, if the Lord God is the sovereign of your life, do you and I deserve anything, really? Now you see, you may say, well, that's too idealistic. My friend, if it were just idealistic, I would not waste your time or mine, nor would I even have the courage to stand up here in front of you and tell you something that is not the truth. It works because it's the truth. Something happens on the inside to your relationships because something has happened to your relationship to God. Remember what we said? Harmony, inner quietness, the spirit of humility, meekness, that freedom to forgive. And so what happens to relationships? They get stronger, more fulfilling, and two persons now, two different personalities, whole in Christ Jesus, while meeting each other's needs, not dependent upon or emotionally leaning on. Oh, there'll be times when everybody feels a little something in their heart. For all practical purposes, two whole, complete persons functioning out of the life of the indwelling presence of Jesus, who's made them both whole. That makes for great relationships. But then, he says, if you'll notice, he says, it bears much fruit, not only good relationships, but also there is an unspeakable joy. Now, you know, many of you stand up every Sunday and you sing in your church or in this fellowship and you sing songs, and the difference is this, that some people are singing right out of here, just like that. They look at the page and in their mind they're the words, they know the tune, so they sing. But for many people, it's not deep down out of their spirit. There's no real joy in their life. You didn't wake up this morning anticipating God to work in your life. And when we sing choruses, You wonder, why do these folks raise their hands sometime? And what's with these people anyway?